You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. Well, we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. Do you have a hard time communicating with your team about how to talk insurance benefits? It's not easy. It's an important conversation, an important development process that you and your team have to go through. But your question might be, where do I start? How do we talk to patients about dental insurance? Well, today I bring on Robin Tyson, one of our amazing coaches, and she gives us 4 tips for talking insurance benefits. You have to listen to this. I promise you, it'll make your practice better and your life better. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Are you dealing with this thing called insurance in your practice? I'm sure you are, and you're wondering, how in the world do we talk insurance benefits with patients? It's a tough thing. Well, we're going to help you with that today because I have an amazing coach. Her name is Robin Tyson. We're going to be talking about 4 tips for talking insurance benefits. Robin, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun to be back.
It's always fun.
And it's a great topic today.
Yeah, it's a great topic. I'll tell you guys, I learned so much from Robin. Robin teaches me stuff every single week. So you got to listen in. I mean, she's going to help you and your team. And I think it's important to share this podcast with your team members too, because while we're going to share a lot of information, transferring that information is not always easy. So let's go right here though, Robin. Why is this topic so important for the people that are listening today?
I think it is. There's a lot of stress that comes with insurance. The business team carries a lot of stress for wanting to be accurate and correct with insurance benefits. There's so much information that is unknown by the team, and it's different than medical insurance. And so there's a lot of stressors that are involved in it. And it can take a considerable amount of our time with the business team to have an understanding of all of the different aspects of dental insurance.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll say this, as you listen today, we're going to give you some tips on how to talk insurance. But what's cool is you don't have to be completely fee for service. But as you become, as a team, more invested in becoming valuable for your patients and getting more and more of your patients paying full fee or fuller fee for what you do, you're going to find that your stress starts to go away. You're also going to see that you're going to change your entire patient base over a period of so many years of people going, I've gone a lot of different places, my insurance has changed, I trust you. And you don't have to be everyone's dentist. So this is really important that you as a dentist have a clear line of sight in the end game. So whatever that is, and we're going to help you through pieces of that. So
the attitude of the team around dental insurance largely drives the conversations had with patients. So it is good to calibrate on the insurance dependence or how much of a conversation you want to make all of this with your patients, because we drive the conversation with the patients. And where insurance becomes such a big deal, if we look at practices, it's because they've made it such a big deal. So it's a really important topic to get an understanding of where's the team's at with it and what responsibility you feel as an office that you're responsible for with patients' benefits.
Totally agree. I'll add one more layer of complexity too. This isn't just a linear game. It's very dynamic. And there are other pieces that you're often not aware of as a dentist, because you might be thinking, well, I talked to my team about insurance and what it means. And what you don't know is Susie up front's mom is on XYZ insurance. And that's the first one you've targeted. And so Susie's at the front going, oh my gosh, my mom is not going to be able to come here anymore, type of a thing. So this does require a higher picture, a real, and this is where I'm biased, but this is where you need the help of a professional that knows the ins and outs of this. And we're going to help you with that today, but keep in mind, there's other things at play than just patients and reimbursement here. So don't you think?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And like I said, it really starts with the attitude of the team and how we frame it to our patients.
Absolutely. So where do we start? What's the first tip if somebody's listening?
So to your point, the education piece and educating the team, I find that there are, you know, different, depending on where you are in the office, the business team knows more than the clinical team or knows different things. And some of it comes down to the semantics of insurance too. And so it's about educating the team, having us all on the same page. And something you alluded to earlier, the in-network versus out-of-network conversation. You know, I think from a business team perspective, what we know about the in-network versus out-of-network is being in-network and out-of-network provider, if you're an out-of-network provider, it doesn't mean that patients can't come there. It means that there may be a different set of benefits. And I find that that is something that the clinical team often has no idea about, and patients certainly don't know about. So they assume that because you're an out-of-network provider, that they have no benefits. So it starts with educating the team, so the team understands that perspective and understands that point and can articulate it to your patients.
Yeah, that's so true. We say it all the time. Are you in my network and do you accept my insurance are two different questions, and helping your team understand that and also giving them a little grace. This whole PPO thing, it's difficult. We're learning about it all the time, and that's what we do. So it's a very, very complex game, and all we want to do is simplify it for our team and our patients. Where else should I help my team on education with this?
Yes, I mean, the in-network, out-of-network, and understanding those perspectives and what that really means is an important piece. But what are people's out-of-network benefits? There's still going to be something that they're allowed to take, you know, to be able to, a benefit that they're able to gain from the office. So it's understanding that perspective of it and being, you know, for your team to be able to articulate that and talk with patients about it and be educated. Yeah. So it's understanding the different, you know, what does a benefit mean? What is a limitation? There are lots of kind of insurance terms that get thrown around. Sitting down with your team at a meeting and coming up with those words or what the clinical team may not understand, what the business team may not understand. It would be a great team meeting to calibrate on all of those terms and have a real understanding of what that means.
Yeah, I love that, Robin. And another thing is, don't just do it once in a meeting. Think about how we can make it evergreen and scale it and improve it over time. Here's a great example. We have a team in Florida, and he's got a graphic up on the wall, what it means to be fully in network and completely out, and where we are on the map so that they can help patients through the journey. That's one piece. A second piece is, I do think everybody needs a working document. So as you can imagine, a lot of dentists have team meetings like this and they talk about it once and they go, we talked about that last February. You guys remember? And they're like, no. If you describe the word benefit, and it's, you can see team members become very intentional about their language. We see team members in the ACT community all the time. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. But it's a document that we've been grounded in. We improve it over time when a patient asks this. And a third thing that you can consider is even 3x5 note cards. When somebody asks this question, we've all calibrated. You know, you don't have to make them robotic scripts, but we've calibrated on, this is the mindset of how we answer or ask another question. You'll feel so much like relief, and your team members will appreciate it, because, you know, it's easy to say it once, but to make it happen, and we've learned that through stages of change, like everybody, it takes a while for everybody to get around this concept, don't you think?
Oh, it doesn't. I find with teams too, you know, money can be and is an emotional topic for patients. So what they owe their around their benefits can be an emotional or hard topic. And so what I knew this on a business team, you got yelled at one time for not having the right information, and pretty soon we're creating systems so that that one thing never happens. Whereas I think we should be looking at what do most people look at, and how do we create a system or a 3x5 card for a solution to what most people are going to do, and not make everything about the anomalies or the one-time things that happen. Because there are going to be things that you don't know about insurance, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I love that. What's a second tip for talking insurance?
So we have used the words interchangeably, and what I would recommend is getting the word insurance and eliminating that from your vocabulary. You and I have had conversations about eliminating other words, and insurance is going to be another one. So, and replacing it with benefits. And it's really an understanding piece, and I think it solidifies things for the patient and for the team member. Medical insurance and dental insurance are two totally different animals. They're two totally different things. And so when we use the word insurance, it makes it synonymous, or what patients believe to be the same as medical insurance, and it's actually not. So if we insert the word benefit, that's really what it is. It's a benefit to the patient. It's not insurance to cover everything. It's intended to cover everything like medical does.
Yeah.
So being able to eliminate that word.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I don't care anymore because I'm getting older. You know, I think this is one of the most brilliant things insurance companies have ever done is let's get everybody in the dental community calling in insurance. But and other people are like, well, it's not really insurance. And like, they don't need to know that. So you're fighting a big power insurance. We could go into the write-off thing too. People call these things insurance write-offs. They're not write-offs. Like, it's not a write-off. It's like we've been led to believe that write-offs are good in some fashion, and they're not. It's not even. So let me stay on the rails with this one. I think it's really important. Language matters. And when you practice language, you're going to see its effect. It's very intentional. So dental benefits, and you will be blown away by how effective that is. I think anybody listening to this podcast would know language matters. And when you have an amazing team that really works hard on verbal skills, you can see its impact on creating value for human beings that come to your practice. So,
yeah. And, you know, using analogies too with patients, I'm sure you've heard this too, is that, you know, it's in a coupon book, right? So that's really what insurance is it's intended to help you with some procedures. It's not intended to be the thing that takes care of all the costs associated. So being able to language matters, using analogies and things that patients can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And then maximizing these benefits that you have is really important. And really, I think one of the key pieces here is not just throwing the word insurance out, but removing that with the mindset of I'm the advocate for the patient. So like, we're going to remove that word and we're going to insert the word benefits, but I want you to know I'm going to be shoulder to shoulder with you. I'm going to fight for every dollar that you are allowed in this possible process. Am I thinking the right way here?
Absolutely. And to your point of the having a document, or, you know, we have the say this, not that, this is a great piece to add into this, with the maximizing your dental benefits. What are the different ways that we can talk about this? What are the words that we're going to use to replace the word insurance, and how are we going to talk to patients about it? So it's a great training tool for your team and for the team members that may join you along the way. So you can solidify how we view benefits and how we're going to talk about it with our patients.
Yeah. So we'll put that in the link. If you're listening to the podcast, just go down to the show notes and you can download that right away. That is one of the largest downloads we've ever had. And here's what it is. It's what people typically say. We give you a column of what you might want to say that's an improvement on your verbal skills. And then we also leave a column for you to put your own vocabulary on it. It's super easy, you guys. Just download it. It's a big download, but you can start to work on it. And if you come up with your own language, you'll see its impact. So that's awesome. What is tip number three, Robin?
Tip number three is yes is always the right answer. So when speaking about benefits, one thing that I like to tell teams is tell them what you can do, not what you can't. Mm. And so I hear so many conversations start with, you know, do you take MetLife insurance? Unfortunately, we're an out-of-network provider. And so it becomes this negative conversation from the very beginning, when really the answer is, yes, we do take MetLife insurance. We have many patients who have it. They're really happy with the coverage. If you have a minute, I'd be happy to share with you what that looks like for you. So that you can, I want to tell them what we can do. We're going to maximize the benefits. We do take this. We're going to send it into insurance. There, the unfortunately piece should be eliminated.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to mislead the patient. That's not what we're saying. But you can say, yes, you can use it here in some fashion. It works a little differently. I'm going to walk you through that. And I don't think we talked about this, but like one of my favorite things, you guys, if you keep showing up the podcast, you can get little nuggets. We have a lot of people in the ACT dental community that use the word unrestricted provider. And so they'll say that to the patient, Mrs. Jones, I want to let you know we're an unrestricted provider. You can use your insurance here. Now, it works a little bit differently. We won't accept it as full payment. It may cover a portion. It may cover some. It may cover none. But I want you to know that you're coming to an amazing office, and we're going to help you every step of the way. And that still may be too vague for patients. But here's the point. Make sure they say they hear yes in some fashion, because no stops everything. It stops curiosity. You might as well just here again. You're the smart one, Robin. I just like to have a little fun because I've listened to this one. If your team members, and I'm having fun with you team members, if you're listening, is like, you don't take Aetna or MetLife, and you say, well, we don't take that. You might as well just say, if they ask you, just go no and hang up right away. Cause that's, you're going to get to the same result. That's all patients will hear, you know? So
you say unrestricted, the other word that I like to use is independent.
Ooh.
And so when I use those words, it is not to trick a patient. What I believe is that when patients hear out of network or they hear the unfortunately, they stop listening. And so I want to change the way that I frame it so that they will listen to what's next. And I will follow up with, let me share with you what that means to you, or let me share with you how that will work in our office. I want them to listen to me long enough to be able to listen to that part rather than stopping what they're hearing or what they assume they can, what benefits they may have because of the out of network piece.
I love that. I want to add one more piece of the why this podcast is so important. Because you might be participating with PPOs and you have this myth in your brain that your buddy who's completely fee for service doesn't get the same phone calls that you do. He gets the same phone calls you get. The difference is he made a decision or she made a decision to chart that course. And I guarantee you, their team works on how to listen and answer these questions, and they would all echo the same sentiment. Our words matter. So as you embrace this journey, you might go, well, we don't need to do that. No, you have to help your team with how to listen, how to answer, the mindset. And I like mindset. So if you're listening to these tips, it's, you can teach people what to say, but what's more important is they know how to think when they get on a phone call like this. And that's so key. And whether you participate in with 10 plans or none, you still have to know all this stuff, right?
Yeah. And the mindset. So as you know, and now everyone else will know, my daughter rides with this. And I remember going to the barn with her, and I'm not crazy about it. And I was afraid of them. So I'd walk into the barn with her, and this one particular horse would always scare me. And after a while, my daughter's like, you know, if you behave differently, the horse will also behave differently. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is true of patients as well. So if you change your mindset and you change how you deliver the messaging and how you feel about insurance, they follow suit with it. When you start with this, unfortunately, and it's all this negativity, patients are going to follow that same mindset and believe it is a negative for them. If you can project yourself and have that mindset and a belief that you're going to do everything you can to maximize it, and this is, they need to be here, this is the best place to be, and let me share with you why, patients will follow along with that. It is so much about the delivery.
Totally agree with that. And so I believe that money spent on dentistry is one of the best investments a human being can make. And so by learning all of these things, you can communicate that confidently, whatever comes out of your mouth. Now, before we go on to tip number four, there's a concept called the herd mentality, which is patients don't want to feel alone. So can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, they want to be part of a group. So when you can, the phrase I was using earlier was, we have MetLife, we have many patients who have that same insurance, and they're really happy with the coverage that they receive or the benefits that they receive. That makes people feel like I'm not the only one. There are more people that come here. It's a safe place to go. I'm going to get a great result. And so they are more apt to be a part of that group.
Yeah, Absolutely. This is gold. Please. Yeah, this is great onboard training for your team members that have never answered the phone or they're new to your office and philosophy. A lot of times we don't onboard team members. We just waterboard them. Give them this podcast and say, hey, listen to this amazing coach named Robin. She'll give us four tips on how to answer these questions. So let's go to number four. What's tip number four?
So then tip number four is to make your patient the focus, not their benefits. Mm. And so it is, I want to, again, go back to, I want to tell patients what I can do, not what I can't. I want to focus on building the relationship, building trust with them, and building value. So that, yes, we're going to maximize your benefits, and we're going to do everything we can to get every dollar. And we have built value into what you are looking for, a long-term result. And so the dentistry follows along suit. It's important for you, to you, that you get it done. It's important to us that you get it done. So we're going to do everything we can to maximize it and to build that relationship and build the value and not focus on what your insurance will or will not do.
Okay. So again, I'm trying to have fun because I think education's got to be fun. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Robin, I think you live in la la land. Like, okay, come on. My practice, patients only call for two things. They want to know if we accept their insurance, and they always ask, what's your crown fee? Like, you don't understand my patients. What do I do with those? That's all we get all day long. What do you say to that? I have a thought.
What I believe is that many patients ask, do you take my insurance? Because they don't know what else to ask.
Right.
And I believe there are follow-up questions to that to really understand, is that a question because they don't know? Is that the question that whether insurance covers it or not, that makes the decision whether they're going to move forward with the treatment? We don't know any of those things. We assume we know the answer. And so we go into this place of backpedaling or making excuses for it or coming up with justifications about insurance when there's a next question to ask. What's the value to the patient and how do we associate the dentistry to that value, not to what insurance is going to cover or not cover?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. And I'm going to play the front desk person at your office. You'd probably fire me in a week, but like, we're gonna do the long haul in this. So we've got 2,700 patients and we're on all these different insurances and it's one doc and two hygienists. Over the course of the next year, we're gonna find out the 1,500 patients that are the right patients. So it's the long haul of it. And it might be 9 out of 10 phone calls that, and I'm gonna think, game on. Every time somebody throws me an insurance question, it's gonna be a boulder. It's the obstacle. And I'm gonna put it right here. I'm gonna say, Robin, thank you so much for asking that question. I want you to know you're talking to the right person. Can you tell me a little bit more about why you asked that question? Because I'm gonna help you every step of the way. I won't convert every patient, but I guarantee you in 1 year's time, those questions are going to change over time because I'm going to get used to, and remember this, people aren't asking 75 different questions. It's the same question over and over again. And as a team member, you got to feel supported by the dentist to turn these obstacles into opportunities and let people know it's different here. And so even if you have one success in a week, that's huge. Then let's go to two. Then let's go to three. And over time, you're going to get to those 1,500 patients that want to stay there with you. That's the cool part of embracing the long haul and not the short haul in this. Anything else you would add on that?
Well, you know, I think that when you referred to it as a boulder or an obstacle, and I also think that you can look at that as a buying question, right? They've called your office. They're interested in something that you have to offer. They're trying to understand how benefits would work there, what opportunities they have. So instead of seeing it as an obstacle, it's an opportunity. They've called you. When can we get them in for, you know, so often it's you, they answer the insurance question and then that's it. Instead of, that's a great question, I'm going to work with you every step of the way, and then following it up with, let's go ahead and get you scheduled, or, you know, having that proactive approach to it, assuming that they want to come in, not that they don't want to come in. Yeah. And that's two different ways to approach the phone call and to speak with patients about it.
Yeah. Dentistry is an amazing profession. There's a shortage of dental care providers. The world is growing in age and population. You're going to be busy for a very long time and you don't have to take care of every patient. But when you're good about the mindset and where we're going, you're going to be busy for a long time if you can help your team understand that we build trust on these phone calls. And that's the primary form of currency. People want to do business with people they trust. Mm-hmm. And I said this on a previous webinar, but Robin, I had an epiphany. I've been doing this a long time. Like, dentistry's crazy. Like, who else has a business with a built-in sales system? Think about this. You're not calling people every day trying to fill your schedule. You have a revolving door of people coming back and back and back and back, of recurring revenue, of recurring patients that trust you, and all you have to do is set the sails on what do I want to do, and you'll build an incredible practice long-term with the right type of people in your practice. So give us some final takeaways on this, Robin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, getting calibrated with your team. What are the words that we're going to use? What are the phrases we're going to use? Get really practice those and get good at those and believe in them. Build belief around that your people come to you for more than your PPO. You can maximize their benefits and do everything you can to make this a great place for them to get the dentistry that they want and deserve. And you can make it affordable by maximizing benefits. And, you know, it doesn't have to be all about the insurance. And if you're an out-of-network provider, people still want to come to you.
Totally agree. And, you know, we use the word insurance friendly. You may not accept any insurance at all, but you still want to be insurance friendly. And I'm going to go back to the PPO thing, too. That is an important mindset, because as you change the mindset of the people that come to your office, you're going to see they're going to see more value in the appointment. If you only have people that are asking about PPOs and we're responding to PPOs, you're building a huge patient base of people coming to you for two reasons. You're cheap and you're easy to get to. And so by changing your language and changing how you think, you're going to change your days. So anything else you would add, Robin?
That covers it. I mean, there's a lot of training involved in getting good at using the words and getting good in the belief of the words that are behind them and getting the team all on the same page.
Absolutely. You know, and celebrate the insurance. You know, hey, I got some good news about your benefits. Here's what they will cover, you know, type of a thing. And we're going to celebrate that. So
yeah. Lead with that piece of the great news is here's what insurance will cover, leaving your patient portion of this. Like, lead with the what you can do, not what you can't.
Yeah, it's so good. Robin, thank you so much. Now, we also have another download. It's called 4 Tips for Talking Dental Insurance. You'll be able to see that in the show notes. Our goal with this podcast is just to be super helpful. I love it when a team or a dentist or anybody's like, hey, I just did a couple things, man, and that worked. So I want you to know we're here to help you. And if you're stuck and you're like, you don't understand my situation, we have a full-time therapist on our team. Her name is Gina. She's incredible. I actually share things with her I don't think I've ever shared with another human being. She's a great listener. She'll be able to help you. And her email is Gina, G-I-N-A, @actdental.com. You can reach out to her. I'll also put those in the show notes. And we're also going to be, you know, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking a lot of different things in the podcast. You're going to see we have an amazing lineup. We're going to be talking about mastering the handoff and all of the steps and the systems and one move that'll have major impact. So make sure you keep tuning in. And that's good stuff. So, Robin, thank you again. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Well, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show. Last year was a record year number of downloads. I don't know how it's working. I don't know why it works. I don't know. I don't know anything other than I freaking love doing it. And we love taking the suggestions, not only of our community, but people that are listening say, hey, can you talk about this? So keep sending us stuff that you want to see, and we're going to keep bringing it. And until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it, another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.